The U.S. Department of Agriculture making progress in getting the commodity title of the 2014 Farm Bill implemented. It's still going to be months before a deadline will be imposed to make a final decision on which direction you want to go with your federal farm safety net, a PLC or ARC. I'll tell you about that in just a moment. But starting Monday, September 29th, this coming Monday, farm owners may begin visiting their local Farm Service Agency offices if you want to update your yield history and or reallocate base acres. According to Mr. Vilsack, this will be the first step before choosing which new program best serves their risk management needs.
Well, the first key date here is September 29th, because then folks will be able to make the election relative to reallocating their base acres and their yield history. We would expect and anticipate folks will take a little time, but they will be in a position to make this election this fall. I mean, they can make it immediately if they have the information. I think they're going to take a little time to work the numbers. This is a very important decision. It's a one-time decision that farmers have to make that's going to impact and affect them for the next number of years in this farm bill. As they work these tools, they're going to find that there are significant differences under certain scenarios between the individual and county ARC coverage and the PLC coverage, and these tools will also allow them to factor in the supplemental crop insurance option, which is available with the price loss coverage safety net program, but not the ARC program. So there's a lot of complications here, and there are certain circumstances where they may have multiple farms, and they may want to make multiple decisions and different decisions from farm to farm. So I would anticipate and expect that folks will be taking a little time to learn about these programs, to use these tools, to go to the meetings that will be scheduled, to visit with their FSA officer, to read up on these programs before they ultimately make this decision. And if there are multiple producers, then obviously they have to agree between themselves, because this is not a situation where, you know, individual producers can make their own decision. If they're jointly producing, they've got to make a unanimous decision.
Several reporters had the chance to ask the secretary a question regarding this implementation process. When it came to be our turn, we wanted to clarify that we are talking about, obviously, the 2014 crop year that's now well behind us when it comes to winter wheat production, and the crop, of course, 2015 crop already starting to go in the ground. He confirms that, yes, indeed, we're talking about the 2014 crop that will be covered under this new farm bill, but don't expect any payments if indeed you qualify for them until the new fiscal year of October 2015.
Well, first of all, you're correct as far as the 2014 crop is concerned, but payments obviously will be made in October of 2015. So it does cover this year, but the payments will be made in October. In terms of, we don't have a definitive end date. I think we're going to play this by ear for a little bit to see, you know, what crops up in terms of issues with technology, what crops up in terms of questions that folks have or things that we may not have anticipated that we should have. Obviously, we will be going into 2015, so we're talking about October, November, December, and probably the first several months of 2015 as well. So there's going to be plenty of time for folks to go to the meetings, to sit down with their farm manager, with their lender, with their crop insurance agent, to fiddle with the numbers themselves, to go to the meetings that Extension may have, or an FSA officer may provide some assistance. So they're going to be, I think, obviously there's going to be a lot of conversation and discussion, and that's why we think we'll give folks plenty of time to really get a sense of what's best for them. There's no one answer here. It's not like, farmers who have corn and soybeans should do X, and farmers who are growing peanuts should do Y. This is very much an individual farm by farm and crop by crop decision.
And the secretary is not worried about farmers putting off this decision. In fact, he seems to be encouraging them to take their time, be very deliberate, and make sure you get it right, no matter when that is. Latter part of 2014 or well into 2015, as no deadline has been established, at least as of yet.
I think they ought to wait until they're very confident in their decision. If there's hesitancy, then obviously they should wait. If they feel that they don't have enough information, they should seek that information. But that's why I don't anticipate a lot of folks making quick decisions about this. And I would say that unless they are very, very confident about that quick decision, it may be wise for them to really think about this, attend these meetings, read up on it, take advantage of the online program, play with different scenarios that they think are realistic and reasonable. We have invested $6 million in the educational materials and online materials for a reason, which is to give people a way of relatively easily taking a look at the variety of options they have and trying to make the best decision, because this is a one-time decision. It's not like they can make a decision and change it. Once they make a decision, they're pretty much stuck with it. So we want to make sure that they have time, that they have information, that they have the opportunity to visit with folks that they rely on and trust, and I think we are giving them sufficient time. I think that we've done a pretty good job of instituting, implementing this farm bill in a relatively thoughtful way, we're still less than 9 months from the signing of the bill, and we've got the basics of all the major programs out, so I think our team's done a pretty good job, and hopefully we've given them enough time to make an important decision.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack with his thoughts on PLC versus ARC, really the guts of the commodity title of the 2014 Farm Bill. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.